Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Infinite Weekly, an extension of the Infinite Lives and Games podcast. I'm your host, Victor Diaz, also known by my gamer tag as Seth Infinite. Here on Infinite Weekly, we got discussions, we got gaming reviews, we got laughs, we got rants, raves, we got it all. And today, I'm bringing you my personal predictions and what I think about the new Resident Evil Netflix series, which at the time of this recording is probably going to be a month away. So, you know, we have a lot of time to discuss and kind of digest what this show is going to be about. So today I thought I'd do this and give you guys what my take and what I think about the show and what I think is going to happen. And let me know if you guys want to see more on the topic of Resident Evil. Resident Evil is my shit. It is my jam. I would say I'm pretty knowledgeable in the Resident Evil universe. I can't give you exact dates and all that stuff, but I do know about the characters, the viruses and all that stuff. And so I'm very, yeah. I mean, let's get into the show, right? So we're going to talk about the Resident Evil Netflix series. And of course, we're going to talk about the announcement of Resident Evil 4. Got to put that in there because it was just recently in there. So I'll tell a little bit about that later on in the show. But first, Resident Evil, the Netflix series. I'm going to just throw it out there. I think it's going to be poop. Straight up, I think it's going to be poop. I will start off with my Resident Evil history. And then I'll just go into why I think Wesker is alive in the show. Why I think he's alive and the games, and then go into the Resident Evil 4 topic. So I started off Resident Evil, playing Resident Evil with actually Resident Evil 3. And my child brain, man, I'll never forget the first time I reached the police station with Jill and saw Nemesis for the first time, man. Killing Richard and just that whole scene, bro. Like, it was already hard enough to get to there, right? But when I got to Nemesis, I was just like, bruh, this cannot get any worse for me. Like, I literally put the controller down. Like, he just beat her ass. Like, she's just like, I didn't know what to do. I was shook. And so after that, obviously, I went into the other ones. And the reason why I love Resident Evil so much is because it was the first game series where I kind of just delved deep into the lore. Everything that had to do with Resident Evil, I wanted to know. So obviously I started off with Resident Evil 3, and then obviously there was other stuff beforehand. So I started to get my hands and started researching. And you know, back then the internet wasn't as powerful as it is today, but like, I just wanted to know everything, the characters, the viruses, the events, time frames and interactions and everything. So I played every Resident Evil game, I've seen every Resident Evil movie, I've read every Resident Evil comic. So you know, this new show coming out, man, I'm gonna be straight up, there's two reasons why I think it's gonna be poop. One of the reasons is this, right? It's that it's about the money, right? I'm gonna give you the perfect example, because the last Resident Evil project that came out, the movie Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City, I went into that with no expectations. That movie was garbage. If you haven't seen the podcast episode with me and Elijah Nelson, shout out to Maidu Guthrie, man. If you haven't seen that podcast episode where we kind of just go through the movie and talk about how garbage that shit was, please go check that out. It was a great time. It was a great episode. Just talking everything about that movie. But basically, you know, they advertised it as the best thing for all fans of Resident Evil universe, and it ended up being garbage. Resident Evil 5 was probably the most highest grossing game. Resident Evil 2, second highest grossing game. The first one is actually Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, which is pretty awesome because that game is really, really good. So this movie came out and it was kind of mostly based on Resident Evil 2, right? So these people were probably like, hey, listen, this stuff is making the money. We're just going to throw in a bunch of these characters and name it Resident Evil, and we're gonna make some money. And that's exactly it. And when that happens, they don't focus on the characters. They butcher everything. They butcher what it really means to be a Resident Evil fan. Like they gave us all these little hints and bits and pieces in that movie, but overall the story and the presentation just didn't make sense. And I'm all for people making their own stories when it comes to things, but this movie really took like just a dive into the dumpster when it came to a lot of characters, a lot of interactions, and just like these scenes that were just very, very questionable. So I feel like because the producers and the developers of this show are saying that they are basing it off of you know, the Resident Evil series, right? And when I hear that, I'm like, oh my God, here we go again. They're just going to show us some fan service. They're just going to throw in some stuff for the Resident Evil universe, but they're going to give us mediocrity when it comes to character, when it comes to story, when it comes to development and all this other stuff. And that's probably why they mentioned Wesker in this show, right? Because it's like, oh my God, Wesker's alive. And I want to get into that before I move into my second point, because I really do believe that Wesker is alive. Now, I'm going to get a little bit nerdy here, and I'm going to explain why I think he's alive in the games and why I think they're going off of that of a particular story, not this exact story of the games, because I don't think they went so deep into this stuff. But anyways, so let me give you some backstory, right? So we all know Resident Evil 5, where Wesker died, rocket launcher to the head, blew up, who want to take over the world, Ouroboros, all that stuff. Good. All right, we get that, right? But originally, in the game series, right, we're gonna get nerdy, there was Oswald E. Spencer. He's the creator of Umbrella. And I'm just gonna, you know, give you the most important information. So basically, Oswald E. Spencer wanted to create this new world, and he made the Wesker Project, which was 13 Wesker children. These Wesker children were given the best schooling, the best equipment, and all this stuff, and they were given the original virus, the progenitor virus, before the T-virus. I'm sure you guys are all familiar with the T-virus. It's the basis of the basis virus, but the progenitor virus is the actual basis of the T-virus and the basis of like a lot of viruses. So anyways, all these children were given their viruses, all the best stuff, all the best equipment, all the best studies and all that stuff. So most of these Wesker children died. There was 13 of them and only two survived. The Wesker that we know, the badass motherfucker working behind the scenes and doing all the stuff, the one that got his head blown off from Resident Evil 5 body and everything. And then Alex Wesker. We're gonna go to Resident Evil Revelations 2. If you guys have not played that game, please do. It is a very awesome game. Highly, highly underrated Resident Evil title. Even the first one. The first one is even better than the second one. So you guys, if you guys have not played Revelations, Resident Evil Revelations, give those games a go. But anyways, Resident Evil Revelations 2 focuses on Alex Wesker. Alex Wesker, like I mentioned, is one of the surviving Wesker children, right? So Oswald E. Spencer, before anything happened, before Resident Evil 5, before Resident Evil Revelations 2, he sent Alex Wesker to an island to work on a way to become immortal, all right? To live forever. When Resident Evil 5 comes along, Wesker finds out that he was manufactured, that he was part of the 13 Wesker children. He ends up killing Oswald E. Spencer because he's like, yo, fuck this man. Like, I was manufactured. I have no free will. And then, you know, Oswald E. Spencer is spitting all this stuff about being a god and all that stuff. And Wesker was like, no, that right is now mine. I'm gonna kill your ass and I'm gonna go about it. So he did just that, right? And then Alex Wesker was still under this impression, you know, he was looking up to Oswald E. Spencer, but then she found out the exact same thing. So she stole the data that she was working on that island where he sent her and bounced. She said, good looking old man, I'm gonna take this stuff. You fucked up my life as well. You know, I'm gonna do my own shit. So she stole the data. Eventually, long story short, she found a way to become immortal, right? So in Resident Evil Revelations 2, you see that happen. She digitized her mind. Stay with me, please. She digitized her mind and put herself in a little girl. By the end of the events of Resident Evil Revelations 2, I'm gonna tell you this right now. Alex Wesker is in a little girl planning her revenge, okay? Now, taking that information, she was doing this before Wesker died. She was doing this on the island before Wesker died. My belief and my hunch is that I believe she told Wesker this before he died in Resident Evil 5. She was like, yo, Wesker, I'm working on this way to become immortal. I know Oswald E. Spencer is a loser, so I'm gonna give you this information. So Wesker was like, I bet. I'm gonna take this, I'm gonna try this stuff with Ouroboros, and I'm gonna use this in case things go south for Ouroboros. Now you have to understand, Wesker has always been the badass motherfucker that we know, right? He's smart, he's always behind the scene and doing the stuff. There is no way that this man did not come up with a fail-safe plan before he did Ouroboros. That fail-safe plan, I believe, is Alex Wesker digitizing her mind and putting it into somebody else. So Wesker did the same thing. Now, do I think that the producers and all that stuff are going to go into this show, Netflix show, with that stuff? No. All I'm going to say is that they probably are going to make it seem like there was probably 14 Wesker children and Wesker was probably one of them. I don't think they're going to go that deep. I'd be surprised if they actually do this, if they actually go off of that concept, because I think it's a cool concept, but I'm just thinking that That's why I think he's going to be alive in the show, and that's why I think he's alive in the games. Now, the other reason why I think that this show is going to be poop is because, you know, we're all tired of this zombie post-apocalyptic thing where the world is over already. Part of the reasons why I love zombie stories and zombie films and zombie things is when they focus on these small-scale stories, right? You got to think about stuff like The Train to Busan, right? And you got to think about the book, not the film of World War Z, because contrary to a lot of people, I do like the World War Z film, but I understand why it's poop. But the book focuses on a lot of little stories and details and things and events with different people in different time frames of when the zombies took over the world. So you got people dealing with stuff in a castle, in a building, in a forest. And there are a lot of small stories, a lot of condensed lightning in a bottle, human connections that matter, that build up tension. So when you take zombies and put it in this grand scale things, like they are attempting to do in this story, you don't have enough time, again, to develop and focus on characters and story. And that's where you miss the oomph. That's where you miss the bite of things that happen when zombies are involved, when humans are fighting against zombies, right? Because, like, that's what we want to see, that human connection. We want to relate. We want to feel sorry for these people. We want to cheer them on when it comes to, like, these small scenarios. Like, Train to Busan was about his, you know, the father with his daughter. Like, it was just basically on this train setting. It was so tight. It was, like, narrow corridors with, like, zombies. We already knew that the world was going to be over. Okay, but let's focus on this, like, and that's what happens. In the original Resident Evil game, the reason why it's so successful is because it happens in this one place in the mansion. It's just in one area, in this one focused thing of people going through stuff and all that stuff. And you got to think about, again, like I was saying, World War Z with the stories. And another one is 28 Days Later focuses on these characters and these settings in this one area. And that movie was phenomenal. So coming with that into this show, they are, you know, saying, oh, zombie apocalypse. We got to find out who it is. It's a grand scale thing. And we're all just tired of that shit. And, you know, The Walking Dead, at first, it was good because it was, like, more focused and more condensed. But then, I mean, we can get into a whole other topic. A whole other podcast episode on The Walking Dead, because that show just went downhill. But anyways, that's the second reason why I think the show is going to be poop. Now, when it comes to the next topic in this video I want to talk about, so Resident Evil 4 and the remake. Now, if it was up to me, I say, man, listen, leave that game alone. Leave it alone. Just leave it alone. It was goddamn near perfect. The only two things that I could complain about Resident Evil 4 was the controls are outdated now and the story wasn't even that great. Like that, but that's it. The game was near perfect, you know, and like even the system back in the day, I don't know if you guys noticed, but the actual game would adjust to how good you were performing. And that was mind blowing at the time. If you were doing really bad, if you kept getting hit, then the enemies would drop more items. But if you were doing good and you weren't getting hit, then they would drop less items. You would have less gold to buy items and stuff. So check that stuff out. But yo, Resident Evil 4 was a revolutionary game. I do understand that they want to remake it so that more people can experience it, so that more people can experience it now with better visuals, better story, because that's also something that I'm very excited about. You know, they can expand on the story of Resident Evil 4. You know, I'm hearing rumors that they might tie it into Resident Evil 8. I have a lot to say about Resident Evil 8. While I do love the story of that game, the actual game is poop. But that's a whole other episode. If you guys want to hear about that, let me know in the comment section below. But anyways, yeah, I'm excited. Maybe they can expand on some things in the story. You know, talking about like when, like, give us a little bit more when Leon got infected with the plaga, you know. Maybe bring back some of that stuff, you know, like the Hookman that was originally supposed to be in Resident Evil 4. Maybe add a whole scenario to Lewis. Maybe we get to play with Lewis with his red nod and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that girl was fire. Add him to the mercenaries, for crying out loud. I'm excited about a lot of things when it comes to the remake, but I'm also, you know, a little skeptical, because it's like, man, just, you know, it was a good title, it was a good topic, just there's some things you're not supposed to touch in this one. I believe, like, that game, go back to it now and still enjoy it and still play it fully through and experience the what Resident Evil 4 was. So again, this is all about the cash grab, right? Because they, you know, it always comes back to the money stuff. They know that we're gonna buy this thing, man. I'm gonna buy it. I'm already talking about this stuff. Even with the Netflix show, they know that we're going to watch it and talk about it. But it still doesn't stop me from saying my opinions and what I think about these things. Now, I'm excited. Resident Evil 4 is coming out next year, I believe in March. So let's see what happens. My personal opinion, I would have left it alone. Am I excited for it? Yes. Am I a little worried about it? Yes. These are just my thoughts and my opinions and all that stuff. So let me know what you guys thought about any of this. And if you guys want to hear more about the Resident Evil universe, I'm down to talk about it all. Maybe make a separate series about talking about all the games, viruses. If you guys have any questions about what it is that I think about any characters or any stuff like that, let me know. If you guys want to see more episodes of these, let me know as well, man. This is a lot of fun. I plan on doing a lot more of them for season 3. There is stuff coming out, solo episodes, a lot of podcast episodes, even group episodes coming out for the Infinite Lives of Games podcast. So be on the lookout for that, guys. But let me know what you guys think about the new Resident Evil Netflix show and the remake of Resident Evil 4. If you guys want to hear more about that stuff from me, this was in Infinite Lives and Games. As always, guys, I want you guys to stay healthy, stay safe, and of course, stay infinite.